This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to talk with KER Politics. Chatting with one of my favorite guests right now, Dr. John Huber, PhD psychologist. Always has some very, very interesting insights into what's going on, in spite of the fact, politically, in spite of the fact that his real claim to fame is being a pretty renowned, a psychologist of renown, he also has some very, very interesting ideas on what's going on politically in the United States. John's ideas are based primarily on what I would call research. He's been a regular guest on our show for a couple of years, and I always enjoy talking to him. John, thanks so much, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me on, Al. I appreciate it.
Now, one of the topics that I want to talk about with you is the potentiality, John, of a civil war in the United States. We have a very, very tenuous situation right now. I'm not sure it could break out into what I would call physical fighting, you know, guns, ammo, and all the rest of it. But right now, it is almost to that point. You have any comments on that?
Well, I think a lot of this is a combination of some really bizarre evolution that has happened because of smartphones and tablets and social media. And I think people don't realize that their way of thinking is not the universal way of thinking. It doesn't matter which side you're on. But we get into, as individuals, you and I can talk to anybody, regardless of their orientation, a party affiliation, any of that type of stuff. And people make pretty decent decision-making, problem-solving techniques available to themselves, and they make sense a lot of times. You start putting people together in a group, and this process of groupthink comes in, and people start becoming yes-men, and then they want to start establishing their hierarchy and who's on top of the heap as far as the group is concerned, and they start making extreme decisions that don't make a lot of rational sense. And let's say, for example, you are believing that there doesn't need to be any guns in this country whatsoever, and you get on your social media, and the people who say that no, it's part of our civil rights, well, you start blocking those people slowly over time, or they just stop commenting, you know, and you say you don't like what they say, and so it evolves where all the people on your social media think exactly like you do. So when there's outrage, when there's a school shooting, when they talk about, you know, stuff that is so statistically rare, you're more likely to drown in your bathtub than actually die from any of those things that are, you know, that they scare us about. Instead of going out and trying to make a safer bathtub, you know, you start professing how heinous guns are, or how heinous knives are, or whatever it is you don't like, and everybody becomes a cheerleading section on your social media. And there's nobody out there to temper that with an opposing argument. So you start walking down the street thinking that every idea you have, that everybody walking next to you, whether you know these people or not, whether they're riding their bicycle or riding in a car or walking on the sidewalk, thinks and feels exactly like you do. And you start making these extreme decision-making processes as if you were right there in that big group, face-to-face with these people. And that's one of the problems we have with social media. We've isolated ourselves within the same think tank, so to speak. And so now we take it to extreme.
But, John, what does this have to do with potentially a civil war in the United States?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what happens is you start thinking that we have to take away those guns or somebody's civil rights at all costs. And everybody in your network, your social media network, agrees with you. And they take it to the next extreme level, the next extreme level. And then you start professing your beliefs out there in public and what happens is extreme sells news. So the extreme perspective becomes part of what we see in our everyday news feed. And all of a sudden, opposing people get upset. and they start doing the exact same thing in their social network, and they escalate things, and people start talking about a civil war. But when push comes to shove, if you think about trying to take somebody's guns away, and you're a group of people who don't believe in guns, who has all the guns? It becomes kind of an oxymoronic type question. You know, do you walk and knock on somebody's door and say, give me all your guns, or I'm going to go in there and take them from you? And they're going to say, yeah, well, you can pry them away from my fingertips, and I'll give you them one piece of metal at a time through the barrel. And, it never comes to that, because somebody wakes up and goes, wait a minute, they're crazy, they're going to shoot me. Or wait a minute, they're crazy, they think they're going to come in and take my guns, I'm going to have to defend myself with lethal force. And we stand at the doorway.
Yeah, but
I think that's where we're going to be.
I would have to say, social media is an interesting phenomenon, and the only social media, Big John, that I happen to use is my blog. Okay, I don't do any of the other social media. I tried whatever it was and face something or other. I tried that Facebook. I tried doing that, and I got nothing but messages from people I hadn't known. I hadn't been around for 30, 40 years, what have you. So I finally just gave it up because it was all very insipid. What concerns me, all the messages were, what concerns me, John, quite frankly, is I am very concerned about the progressives. Now, I know the progressives have a tendency to spread the word that they are basically on the dovish side. And I have to say, what I'm hearing every single day, reading every single day, is I'm not seeing any doves. I'm seeing some really serious hawks. I would have to say that Ocasio-Cortez and the two Muslim governmental officials, I would have to say that I think they're probably dangerous, John, and I think they could possibly be instrumental in, stirring up the people to actually take some physical action, by doing something along the lines of, we've tried, but now we have to take action. Now, they certainly took action in the hearing for the most recent Supreme Court justice, and that wasn't violent, but it was close to it, John.
Well, I think that the leadership that we get is exactly that. They tell us that they're one thing, and they do another, and that's that two-faced perspective that we get from politicians in general. But I think it's a little extreme at this point, and it is a possibility that they are inciting to violence. I mean, look at what happened with Ferguson. We had Democratic politicians telling to strike out and use physical force against, conservative businesses and things like that. And then they turn around and say, oh, but we're the peaceful ones.
Ferguson was not peaceful. Ferguson was not peaceful, John.
Absolutely not. It was not. I agree with you. But who fostered that? It came out of the politicians and the leaders in that community. And from what I could tell, none of them were conservative. But they turned the tide and say, oh, they're evil, so we have to use violence against them. Well, that's not what Gandhi said. And Gandhi was very successful in what he was trying to do by not using violence. So why are they doing it? Martin Luther King did not purport violence.
No.
And look what he accomplished.
Yep.
And, we can just go down that list. And what we're seeing is a party now that has gone, and we're the party of doves. So listen to what we say, not what we do.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, John, I don't disagree with you. We have to take a real quick commercial break here, about 30 seconds. But I want to get you back in the second segment because I want to talk a little bit about the increasing amount of support that millennials are giving socialism. John, I got to tell you, that scares the daylights out of me. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Let's see what Dr. Huber has to say about that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Dr. John Huber. Dr. Huber is concerned about something that's occurring in our country right now, as I am, and I bet most of you are out there too, and that is the added support, the added agreement with the Democrats' feelings about introducing socialism into our country. I never thought that millennials would swing the tide, so to speak, John, and support something like that, but they sure as hell are. Why is that happening?
Well, I think what has happened is that parents in our society have kind of been, bullied by society, and by society I mean by the media and by liberal media specifically, and by educators, the white tower, ivory tower. I think that's a very liberal mentality, and what's happened is they've kind of dumbed down our education system, so our kids are not getting the knowledge that we have about the differences of different government systems and how effective they are or how ill effective they are. And we can watch that, and the process such that they're even talking about, hey, we need 16-year-olds to be able to vote. Well, mentally, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, in the court of law, we don't allow minors to have juries of their peers. We don't want a 13-year-old to say, hey, I vandalized this guy's business, and have a jury of 13-year-olds go, oh, dude, that's cool, because that's what they would do, and let them off without any consequences. Now, they can still have juries, but they're adults. And that's usually when they're tried as adults. But the development of the brain is such that they're not very good at critical thinking, and we're not doing a good job anymore in society of doing that, and we're talking to them and teaching them about things like trigger words, that if somebody says a word, it's going to cause you to go into a panic and a depression, and you have no control over that, so you have to stand up for your against trigger words, and you have to stand there, because the name of this school is named after somebody who fought for the South, we have to get rid of that, because somebody out there, that's going to be a trigger for them. When the reality of it is, the awareness of that actually helps our society, because we don't ever let ourselves go back to that place if we remember who that person is, and we educate our children about where that person came from. It's the same reason why we don't erase the amendments when we decide they're not good. We strike through them. You can still read the amendment behind it, so we don't repeat history. And by getting rid of these so-called bad icon, we don't remember our history, because we're not very good students of history as human beings are concerned. And then since the people who are making these ideas and plans, they're not sharing that education. Go back and look at some people we think are great writers, Dostoevsky. What did he talked about in his own personal notes and memoirs, that the wealthy people of their country, the proletariat, the people who run the government, they're paying poor people to come in and take care and raise their kids for them. So he decided he would write these stories and give them to the poor people who would read them to these kids as nursery rhymes and children's stories. And he changed that whole European mindset by going after the kids. It only took about two generations. And what do they have now? A huge socialist economy, or they're trying to have some sort of capitalist/socialism in there, but it's not really working very well at this point. And we can look and follow Venezuela. What happened in Venezuela? Well, they became a socialist country. And what have we seen this past week is the people who are currently in charge of Venezuela say, oh, the reason why we failed was because the capitalists came in here and undermined everything. And they planted booby traps for us, and they made us fail. Instead of looking at the actual history, that it has, socialism has never been effective in the history of mankind that I'm aware of.
Exactly.
And instead of looking at, this wonderful idea, I'm not telling you it's not a good idea, it's just not a plausible idea. It doesn't work. Like Margaret Thatcher said, socialism works until you run out of other people's money to take to pay for everything. And that's what it boils down to. And unless these kids are educated the right way, they're going to sit there and think that this is going to work. And I remember my dad, and he passed away 24, 25 years ago. But he used to tell me, he used to ask me before I went to college, he goes, what do you call a liberal college student at 65? And I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, a conservative, because they grow up.
Yeah.
And the damage may be done by the time they're 65.
Yeah, John, I got to tell you, the thing that concerns me is there are some very, very charismatic people on that side. Now, you can think what you want about, I want to talk about my opinions of both sides of this issue. You think what you want about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The fact of the matter is, she is embraced by the people, by the Democrats, oh, yeah, who I know, because she is what you know, unique, fresh, etc., etc. Bernie Sanders is kind of viewed as a sage, you know, a voice in the dark who makes a lot of sense. I don't feel that way, but I'm also educated. Okay, I would have to say that probably the majority of people in the United States who support this are believing hook, line, and sinker what they are saying without looking at the consequences. For example, the new Green Deal. Okay, that's a great idea theoretically, but
it is.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, our deficit will go immediately to $61 trillion, which is certainly not serviceable. And
not at all.
And she just lost it off, and people in our country are saying, well, you know, if she says that, it must be true. Trump must be trying to screw us and lying to us. That's what bothers me, is that people are believing these fresh new faces, for lack of better terms, Sean.
Well, and they've got, it goes back to education. We're not teaching our kids to be critical thinkers. And, you know, when parents do, their kids run into trouble. I mean, yeah, my son, I've taught him to think for himself. And I can't tell you the number of times we got phone calls from teachers saying, he just needs to respect me. And I go, well, what was going on? And I started hearing a story about how they were talking about how some people need to be censored and blah, 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 blah. And they got mad at my child because he started talking about the Second Amendment and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, he's right. You're wrong. You know, we have to be able to tolerate somebody saying something we don't agree with, because that is the greatness of democracy.
Right.
We can negotiate. We can process this whole opposing opinion and come to a moderate decision somewhere in the middle that's going to be better for all of us instead of just one emotionally driven side.
Got to stop you, John. The fact of the matter is, I agree with you 100%, but from a practical standpoint, I really wonder if that's going to happen, because the progressives, the Democrats, socialists are not going to give up. Ladies and gentlemen, going to be right back. Dr. Huber, thanks, man.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. At least 49 people are dead and close to 50 others wounded in an attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Jill Keats was driving near one of the mosques when she heard gunfire.
One fell just
to the left of my car and one fell to the right. And I, for a few minutes, I stopped the car in shock, and I leaned either way, I'm not sure, left, I think, across the seats to try and avoid getting shot.
The suspect, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, has been charged with murder in a brief court appearance. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back and tuning on with KER Politics. Going to wrap up the last two segments of the show with my friend, Mr. Interesting, Lowell Ponte. Lowell, we were talking off mic about something that I think perhaps many of our listeners are not aware of, and that is the Senate Bill H.R. 1 that just passed about a week ago. Talk about that, would you?
Well, of course, it's a House bill.
House bill, I'm sorry, yeah.
But that's what the H in H.R. 1 stands for.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi's number one bill. And, of course, it's the House because that's controlled by the Democrats. The Senate is not. So what H.R. 1 does is it fulfills the Democrats' highest fantasy about election law. It basically takes all the rigged law that allowed them to sweep control in California and make it nationwide. You know, while other states, for example, were making ballot harvesting illegal because it's so obviously open to criminal behavior, 2 years ago, Democrats in California passed it for the first time and made it legal. If this gives you an idea just how ethical they are, what H.R. 1 would do is, number one, it would make registration to vote automatic. Basically, whether you're a citizen or not, if you go down, for example, to get a driver's license, you're registered to vote. You don't even have to approve it. It doesn't matter, though. You're considered exempt from all state criminality if you register as an illegal alien, because you're only registering as a resident, not as a citizen. Yet resident status allows you to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats, who control all election procedures, don't do anything that might stop you or impair you. In fact, in H.R. 1, there's a provision that if you say or do anything that discourages anyone from voting, you have committed a felony. Now, that's rather interesting, because a few years ago, the Republicans hired some rent-a-cops, some private police, you know, security guards, to put on their uniform and their badge and just go stand near polling places on election day and have posted up a big sign saying, if you are not a citizen, it is a crime for you to vote. And that was considered, under the Democrats' behavior, so outrageous, so appalling, that they, well, they cursed and damned the Republicans and declared them outlaws for doing anything that would discourage what Nancy Pelosi likes to call these newcomers to America from voting. Of course, it would only discourage those who would vote illegally, but the Democrats brush that aside as an irrelevant. They want to make all Americans legal. By the way, Beto O'Rourke, who is guilty of cultural appropriation simply by using the phony Latino name Beto, a nickname meaning that your name is Roberto or Umberto or some other name that ends in Eto. Beto O'Rourke wants to tear down. I mean, it's not enough that we don't build more wall on the southern border. He wants to tear down the wall that's already there, the little bit of it. And that's the Democrat position. They want this massive flood of illegal aliens to come in and replace the white non-Democrat voters who are in the United States now. And that's already happened in California, home to one-third of all the welfare recipients in the United States, and one-quarter of all the illegal aliens in the United States. So it's a totally different kind of democracy they're building, and H.R. 1 was designed to facilitate that democracy by, for example, making it illegal to tell an illegal alien not to vote.
Well, how far is this thing going to go, I guess, is what my question is, realistically.
Well, it's already gone piecemeal a hell of a long way. For example, Florida. So far, for example, Republicans won Florida in the governor and Senate races this last election, but they lost in the race that is most defining, and that is there was a ballot proposition in Florida, I think it was Measure 4, to allow felons to vote. There are a lot of felons in Florida, far more than 100,000 of them, and felons tend to vote 88% Democrat, statistically, according to university studies. In the next election, felons will be voting in Florida. And any election that used to be anywhere near close will therefore turn to the Democrats. Hmm. And you can understand this. I mean, Democrats and felons have basically the same philosophy. Namely, that wealth should be redistributed in the country at gunpoint.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I love having conversations like this because there is so much crap going on that I simply do not understand. You know, I want to get onto a different subject just kind of quickly, and that is, I purposely watched the Academy Awards this year because I was curious as to just how far political correctness was going to go after the Academy was slapped very, very hard a few years back for not having enough black recipients, not having enough gay recipients, not having enough Latino recipients. That was the year that Guillermo, by the way, won Best Director, if I'm not mistaken. But I was rather surprised at the flagrant nature of how the Academy is actually accomplishing this right now.
Well, if I sat watching the awards and thinking to myself, what if I were a Martian and I had tuned in for the first time to Earth television and I was watching the Academy Awards, how would I define the United States where these awards were taking place? Well, I would assume that it's at least half black.
Yeah.
I would assume that it's at least one-third gay. I would assume that it's more than half women, and in fact it is. It's 53% women. I would assume that it is generally left politically. That was the kind of thing they were glorifying. In other words, it broadcast a very misleading image of what our culture is, because it's coming from a little hothouse culture in Hollywood and New York and so on that is not at all typical of American culture. But it's pushing very hard on its own views, and it sees itself as a cultural weapon. It sees itself as kind of, well, it's the reason Marxists tried so hard in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s to take over Hollywood. I mean, Ronald Reagan often would talk about the blacklist, which he, by the way, favored as head of the Screen Actors Guild, a blacklist of people who were overt communists trying to inject communist propaganda into everything that came out of Hollywood. But what never gets taught to people, to young people these days, there was also a red list in Hollywood. And the way the red list works is if you weren't a communist, or if you weren't at least as an actor or director or whatever willing to go along with the communist propaganda, then you would be banished from movies for being right-wing. But we never hear about the red list. We only hear about the black list and how it controlled movies. Today, I think we'd all agree that Hollywood is largely a representation of freakishness, cultural abnormality, things that will destroy American culture in the long run if they come to prevail. And that is, of course, what Marxists have advocated for decades be done with cultural weapons, with what one famous Marxist theorist called the march through the institutions, meaning they want to control the media, they want to control the universities, they want to control these few key pinnacle points that shape tomorrow's thinking. For example, Friday, we saw young children dragged out of school with a lot of left-wing propaganda and Democrat encouragement to take part in the climate strike, a global protest
Gotta take a real quick break. We're going to get back and discuss this even further, because I have to say I really appreciate what you are saying on the Corlin Economic Support. Stick around. Be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Okay, back with Mr. Interesting Lowell Ponte. Certainly is interesting. Lowell is very, very outspoken about one of my favorite subjects, but as important as he is outspoken, I have to tell you, he is very, very knowledgeable. Let's continue the discussion about how Hollywood is attempting to paint this country as painting the world, I guess I should say, as being very, very liberal, population of about 25% gay, 50% women in the United States, and on and on and on. I would have to say, after watching the Academy Awards a week ago today, if this is airing on Sunday in your city, or a week ago tomorrow if it's airing on Saturday, as it does in most cities, I have to say that I was appalled. I want to make one comment. I did watch two of the movies purposely. I watched Spike Lee's movie Black Klansman, which I thought was insipid. I thought the acting was terrible, and I thought that the point was so obvious. It was like something you'd see in a Saturday afternoon matinee in a Tarzan movie. It was so just insipid, in my opinion.
And yet it was tangentially based on real life about a little northern Midwest town that turned out to have a reporter who did investigate a Ku Klux Klan gathering there by infiltrating it.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore it's all supposed to be true. Maybe I'm mistaken. I know in the 20s and before, you have to remember the Democratic Party, not that long ago, was the party of the slave owners, was the party of the Ku Klux Klan, was the party of Jim Crow and Bull Connor.
Mm-hmm.
All those Southerners, those Southern sheriffs you saw with fire hoses and dogs attacking civil rights marchers, those were all Democrats. This, of course, also doesn't get taught to our children. The Democrats were also the party that locked up all those Japanese Americans in camps like Manzanar by order of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I mean, the Democrats have always been the racist party in America. And why should it surprise us that they're still the racist party? You know, the races may change, but since the goal is just to put Americans at each other's throats and to artificially divide us and conquer us that by fomenting that kind of hatred and fear, what do you expect? I mean, it was one of the great con jobs ever done in human history that the Democrats were able to persuade black people to vote for the party of the slave owners and the Klan instead of the party of the great emancipator Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president. Just amazing that they could do that.
Well,
you have to say they're good at propaganda.
Let me ask you this, Lowell. When you say that the Democratic Party is a party of the slave owners, Got any verification on that? I didn't realize that, but when you make the example about Abraham Lincoln, of course it's obvious. I didn't realize, however, that the Democratic Party was the party of the slave owners, as you say.
The South was a Democratic bastion. How did FDR get elected? He got elected because even after the war between the states, they became the solid South. What were they solid about? Voting 100% Democrat. It was only under Barry Goldwater that there began to emerge cracks in the southern states where they would deviate from the Democratic Party as it moved farther and farther to the left. But FDR's whole New Deal was based on Democrat votes from the South. And they voted that way precisely because Abraham Lincoln and the Republicans represented the North, represented the Union.
Yeah.
Of course, Lincoln was a new kind of candidate because he was a Republican. The first Republican person ever to run for president ran in 1856. The second, Lincoln, won in 1860. But so it was a new political party. And by the way, in its early days, the Republican Party was very different from what it is today. It was much more the party of the left and of big centralized government. And much more the party, not of states' rights, but of Washington, D.C., ruling everything. This is why I like to ask radical feminists, when they speak up, has it occurred to you that the defining feminist in America, Susan B. Anthony, A, was a Republican, and B, who advocated the Republican Party very heavily, and B, was anti-abortion. Gee, they don't mention that, do they? They don't mention that the founding top feminist in American history was a Republican and an anti-abortionist. Because they have their own little agenda, which, based on, among other things, is based on eugenics, on getting rid of the inferior races in America. And to this day, look what the Democrats do. They fund Planned Parenthood to the tune of $500 million a year. What does that mean? Well, African Americans make up about 12.5% of America's population. You know what percentage of abortions in America are black?
I would guess.
Between 25% and 40%.
I was going to say around
40%. In other words, let's say 2 to 3 times the proportion of abortions in the country is black relative to black. So abortion is being used by the Democrats to cut down the black population in this country, even as they open the borders to the Latino population. It is kind of strange, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. What I find to be really interesting is that some fact checker with a reputation of impeccable credentials doesn't just bring this out. To me, that's amazing it hasn't been brought out, Lowell.
Because most of the fact-checking organizations are on the political left, simply put. I mean, this is universal knowledge among literate people. This isn't even disputable. This is why I was amazed when you disputed it for even a nanosecond. But among other things, the fact that we used to be two political parties that at least agreed on a lot of things. They agreed on being civil. They agreed on being able to cooperate when they found some way to help the American people. And they were both pro-capitalist parties, basically. They were even the liberals of the Democratic Party realized that in order to raise union wages, in order to improve the standard of living, they couldn't kill the goose that laid the golden egg. And that goose was capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a socialist society is not ever going to generate wealth because it's not a productive system. You need, even Karl Marx wrote, you need a period of capitalism simply to create the wealth you want to distribute. And, of course, if you kill off the capitalists after taking power, then you wind up at a certain point running out of the goodies that capitalists accumulated. And what do you do then when all the guinea pigs come to you with their hands out saying, give me more free benefits? This is what Craig Smith and I write about, by the way, currently in a study called Protecting Your Wealth in Today's America. You know, if you're an investor, you now face an astonishing challenge. Because when America had two capitalist political parties, you could invest and be relatively secure in your investment. Today, one of our two political parties is overtly anti-capitalist and wants to destroy business.
I want to highly recommend the study that Lowell and Craig did. I have met Craig Smith. I met him years ago. He is a very, very bright man. And as I've always said on this particular show, you have to listen to everybody you possibly can. Lowell and Craig have written some really interesting books that I have read, and this study, I think, follows along those lines of being something that is incredibly important to read. Why do I say that? I say that because we are at a definite crossroads in our society right now. I cannot believe some of the things that the Democratic Party are trying to do right now. Talk about ruining the country that I love. It may be the country that they love, or the blueprint, I guess I should say, for the country that they love. But you know what? I don't fall under that category. I am very sorry to say. No, I'm not sorry to say it. I really get taken to task on the blog if that goes on the record, because I'm not sorry to say it. I am very, very disappointed with the politicians in America right now. And I think reading material like this particular study, which you can get free, 1-800-432-1892, is well worth getting. Be back with you next week. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.